Otada ini ngaranzu tega nyamnyong dera du spa yuru zane ini chika shulta ngaranzu lamo komozu zaban namda chik ngaranzu hot kala yape kabri luyul mashin wadide yongda yungu duwa bena chik chumden de chik da shes ya soro chik chumden de shes ini chik damba tenyang soro yang temingi chik lulu yapse de shes ini chik damba tenyang do tende da yongde yore zina da bena da kyan su kashya peche da sanyu yore ada de dolung shukrun buchi da shaksarri kongi ini dibuchisim chilya pa dōnglōng chūjū yī sōngjū shī tūrnān kādōli yā āni mī dī yāndā rūmuṣī sōngjū nās dī kāsōrta nīhūr sūjū shēsārī dī dōnggō kāngli yā āndā dōnglōng chūjū yāndā kāchū nā yā dī gī lōjū yōngzā lō chālī mī sāmbar yā rūmuṣī tū sī rū sōngrī rūmuṣī kēsī sōngrī shī mārī rūmuṣī dēmī zhāngā nā yā lō mānggū shū bēt kār yā tā āndā chī rādā sāma bē chāyā shī rī 텐데 콘타가 까미 쇼르 가지고 숨기 들으 손죠 에 다음 시간에 내가 잘 전에 자갈이 양도 다 데러 로프 더 시주 파스 되미야 제 더 세베 크도르 더 샤주주 된게스게 이거 말이지 이네 샤베 크도리야 토덤 중에 된데 다 멍구 총총아 샤모 총총 나는 윤즘시 샤구 조선 토덤 쇼리 나는 내가 잘이야 그게 다음 살아 더 사제 캠부지 콩 샤고 죽든 가서 어디 두둠을 신하들이 그 라초 쉬우지 그래 좋은 순에 손을 연대게 맨날 러니스 코너리 헐리야 냐론리야 캠보 아치스니 콩 젤루리야 시야 총타지대 연다 지금 나러리야 코란데 구분 배스카자 아 예체 그래서 그 콩 소로 답배 미즈코르 배 먼사 쉬우니 쉬우 지금 다 kālē jīvē chātē jīrē shā sērē lē yā lō kāshē shū lōm jīn nāmbu rē shā kūrā tāwa nīmbu rē kūrā yīnī sērē lē yā lō zhōng chē chāb kūrō sī chēnī wādā jīg nān shō māyī nyāng shī nāngē tō pūrbā rē shā chēnī wādā lō nīs kōng rē kōng ānda jirū lē tā shē kā chūng tā jirē kūrā ngāng kī dū dā kūrā ngā shī bā dā chē rā chī ngā ngā sū tū chū chēnī wā 근데 이건 중 사실이다. 다만 늦을 차이지 말하면서 냠냠도 여 말이지 이내 딱 늦을 차이지 딱 냠냠 캔사실도 영원되기도 와. 난 네 영야지 코란서 냠냠 들었지 깨야게 가서 우리 그게 담아 냠냠 난다 충분해. 담바지 땡에기다 땡주디 그 쿵댕이 붙지. 이 쿵 똑세 너도 주지리라 그 천대인들 붙지 가서 러스리 붙어. 자 근데 제인들 자네 아니 담바점된데 꾸짖들라 소지 타메러지 아니 도지된게 내리야 아니 졸람 땡진 내 송데 송소하는 지진 졸람 내 아니 얘기 비가 소리 세미지십에 이십몬도 제시보도 튠식이야 침바 튠식이야 몬도 제네 되네 뭐 봐서 상게니 디펜제드 상게는 잡아 임도스니 디디 다 최고 두모 몬도 제네 마도 꾸시더니 그다 상게지 가수로 그게 전주선배 때는 그 돈은 이제 세계에서 난신식이 딱 꾸시 돈이 있으면은 아니 이제 세계로 가고 그래. 자, 근데 이 인도 이 또 세 사무스타 인도 다 전주선배 때는 송샤기 꾸시 돈이 있지. 초부 두고디 로주 도고에 아니 답구이 가수로 그게 주변 대화를 신 거다. 로주 도고 꾸셔야지 이시 주기 인데 가수로 그게 딱 뒤제 레아드 놀람그 말말말 간다 롱주 도고 꾸셔야지 슈부 지지 인래 오늘 그게 샤르데바 즉다 초우 주고 써야지 뒤제 캄다 메바 다 참바지 이니 꾸이 자바 샤르데바 지 대자와 용서 뒤에 이니 이시 추구스네 나도 원이 구스네 나도 간다 셈런 신남다 다디 로르지 좀 타다 그게 빵베 아니 제가 연대도 된대게 원이 입구래 다 샤르데지 근데 이 듣고 싶던 이사야 돼. 이 신의 이제 삼는 날이야. 지금 가서 그래. 그게 그리스도와. 근데 이게 되셔야 되려야 삼다 이들 찬도.
So based on our personal experience, if we have some taste of these kind of spiritual experiences on one's at the personal level, then based on that we will be able to then understand the various mysterious experiences that are recorded in the biographies of the past great masters. For example, and some of these mysterious spiritual experiences that are recorded in the biographies of the spiritual masters, some great masters, some of them may seem at the beginning, at first glance, almost sort of beyond imagination, beyond our comprehension. However, these high levels of mysterious spiritual experiences do occur. For example, in our own, in the case of our own lifetime, for example, one of the great practitioners who is now no longer alive, Dalung Shapur Rinpoche, once told me that when he was transmitting the empowerments of practices related to the Taolong lineage to Dingwe Khenze Rinpoche, Dalung Rinpoche told me that while he was performing this transmission ceremony, at that time he had a direct vision of all the great lineage masters of this particular tradition, all of them vividly displayed on the beams of the room where he was giving the empowerment. And this great master, Dalung Shapur Rinpoche, was someone who had spent many years in Chinese prison and who had really no reason to for any pretense, pretension or any reason for telling lies. And so he told me that he had visions of these great masters vividly on the beams in the room. And also in the past, if we read records of the lives of the past masters, we read about great practitioners having direct visionary experiences of Buddha Shakyamuni and receiving teachings from Buddha in the visionary experience. Similarly, people having visions of Nagarjuna, Indian great masters such as Nagarjuna, and receiving teachings from them and so on. So these mysterious experiences do occur. And also recently, I met students and also colleagues of a practitioner from Nyaron region, from Tibet, known as Kenpo Achu. And he, although he was himself a Nyingma practitioner, had studied at Sera Monastery, then later led a life of hermit practitioner. And the main primary practice that he was undertaking was recitation of the six-syllable mantra of Avalokiteshvara, Om Mani Padme Hum. And he had repeated that mantra for many times. And also he was a practitioner of Vajrayogini and Vajrakilaya. And the students, his close students and some of his colleagues told me that when this meditator passed away, within a week, his body dissolved into rainbow light. So these things do occur, and this is also quite fairly recent. And even in India, during our lifetime, although some of these great masters have not displayed any supernatural kind of feats during their lifetime, but at the point of death, for example, in the case of my own tutor, late tutor, Chabchilung Rinpoche, when he passed away, he remained in the clear light state for 13 days. And recently, about 2 years ago, there was another practitioner who remained in the clear light state for 17 days.
It was 2 years, Mother.
Sorry, it was not 2 years ago, it was very recent. This was a Sakya abbot who remained in the clear light state for 17 days. So these mysterious experiences are not only recorded in the biographies of the past masters, but also they do occur, even our own generation as well. So when you look at these accounts, and then if you have some personal experience, even a glimpse, then you can connect with these accounts, and then at least have a sense that yes, these mysterious experiences, spiritual high levels of spiritual experiences may be possible. So when you have that kind of understanding, then you'll be able to appreciate the Mahayana doctrine of the four Buddha bodies. Otherwise, if we have to understand Buddha's enlightenment purely in conventional terms, which is the standard received view, the conventional view, which is that the Buddha Shakyamuni was until before going into the 6 years of ascetic meditation, that he was an ordinary person, and from his meditation onwards, he traversed the whole path to enlightenment, particularly from the path of preparation on to the culmination of path of no more learning. All of this within a short period of time, that kind of understanding of Buddha's enlightenment becomes problematic. Whereas if you have a more deeper understanding of the nature of Buddha's enlightenment, not so much as in terms of Buddha Shakyamuni being an ordinary person attaining full enlightenment within a single lifetime, whereas if you view the Buddha's enlightenment within the framework of the Mahayana doctrine of four Buddha bodies, the four kayas of the Buddha body, then you will understand that his physical appearance as a human being is the Nirmanakaya, the emanation body, which was assumed specifically in order to suit the mentality and the needs, spiritual needs and temperament of a particular context. And this Nirmanakaya, the emanation body, is assumed from more subtle level of body, which is known as Sambhogakaya, or Buddha body of perfect resource. And this Buddha body of perfect resource in turn emerges from a much more underlying true nature of the Buddha, which can be seen as the truth body or the wisdom body, a Buddha body of perfect reality, and so which can be seen as arising from the underlying nature of reality, which is the Svabhava Kaya, the Buddha's natural body. So when you view the historical Buddha Shakyamuni within the framework of these four Buddha bodies or the Buddha Kayas, then one will be able to have a much deeper understanding of the nature of Buddha's enlightenment.
Yeah.
Sonya,
If you look at the conventional evolution of Buddha's teachings, certainly, for example, like after the death of the Buddha, Buddha's scriptures were compiled by some of his disciples, his principal disciples, at three different stages. And within these three different stages of compilation of the Buddha's scriptures, certainly Mahayana scriptures were not included in it. So what we find are the scriptures which are now part of the Pali tradition, they were included in this. However, if we look at the Mahayana scriptures, we find that, for example, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras were said to be taught by the Buddha at Vulture's Peak in Rajgir for a huge congregation of disciples, including bodhisattvas. But if you were to physically go and visit the place, there is simply no way that that amount of people could fit in the summit of that small hill. So we have to understand these accounts at a different level, not necessarily at the conventional level. And also the Mahayana understanding of the transmission of Buddha's teachings and how they were compiled, the Mahayana scriptures, were attributed to Nagarjuna, the principal sort of custodians of the Mahayana scriptures in the case of human beings were Nagarjuna and Asangas and so on. And there is a gap of 400 years after the death of the Buddha and the emergence of Nagarjuna on this earth. So, about 900 years difference between the Buddha's death and the emergence of Arya Asanga. So, what is that connecting link? What connects in terms of the continual transmission of the Mahayana scriptures between the Buddha and, say, a historical figure like Nagarjuna, who comes 400 years later? So, in the Mahayana scriptures, that connecting link is attributed to bodhisattvas such as Maitreya and Manjushri in the case of Nagarjuna. And these are celestial beings, and who are seen as the connecting link between the historical Buddha and the human figures such as Nagarjuna, Asanga, and so on. And also we find in Bhava Viveka's text, Takajjwala, The Place of Reasoning, where he explicitly states that the Mahayana scriptures were compiled by the great bodhisattvas such as Manjushri and so on. So all of this does create a rather complex picture. So the question is, how do we understand this seeming gap in terms of the historical evolution? And also, how do we understand the evolution of Mahayana scriptures from a, you know, in comparison to the conventional understanding? So what we can say is that Mahayana scriptures were probably not taught by the historical Buddha in the conventional sense to a general public. Mahayana scriptures such as the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras may have been taught to a group of a few individuals who were at that point thought to be most suited to receiving those teachings, and it may, and also the teaching itself may have taken at a plane that is not necessarily conventional as we understand in terms of historical concept of time. And similarly, you know, at a further level of one could almost say a mystical level, there are other teachings such as the Vajrayana teachings were given by the Buddha, the Tantras. And within Tantra, we again see many different classes of Tantra. Some Tantras were taught by the Buddha while maintaining his appearance as a fully ordained monastic member, and such as the mandalas of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And then you have also another class of tantras, such as the yoga tantras, which belong to the yoga class, yoga tantra class. There, these tantras were taught by the Buddha, assuming an appearance of a kind of a universal monarch as a celestial figure, and then giving these teachings. And then finally, you have the third class of tantras, which are known as the highest yoga tantra or Anuttara Tantra, where in correspondence to the physiological and mental and emotional kind of state and structure of human beings, Buddha has taught these tantras by assuming the appearance of the principal meditation deities and then transmitting these tantras. So there, again, you need a different level of understanding to really make sense of the historical origin of these teachings.
Then another day, 그래서 상한 양민 생에게 뒤져 코란 게 상감다. 다들 이게 다 그럼 가서 내수도 뛰네. 규디 다 가소래 규디 친구 맨다 다 간다 규디 냠니 맨다 된다 고 이혼 되겠지 자 떠나 안데 다상 로자 잡아시르 그러지 콩 등고기 사게 내서 전부 다 캐바 전부 캐바 전부 임벌이 지르는 송로 남자라 캐바 얘는 등고 돌에 사디에 되겠지 저 콩이 등고기 지든지 나로 지송샤 아니 룽기 포디디 룽기 펀섬디 사운드베 건데 송시베 룽기 펀섬디다 뒤지 걸려 건데 송시베 룽기 도다니부디 도스 다이니 미가레 스나다 코랑기 디스베시 가소르다 냠룽기 심주 제인디 등고네 송시베 룽기 펀섬디 이디베 딱다 라트그두스 사운드베 건데 송시베 룽기 라트그민두세네 송도와 코랑기 디 송나 두 스나 코랑기 지 사다 룽디 지 도다르 지 파네 다 뒤지 걸려 그 송시베티 따다고 좀 미워 이거 봐. 자, 근데 이 메인 자네 거 기주 수수 나로네 지금 자이 남차다. 지금 따다라 때문에 지금 룽기 제가 로 그게 풀인데. 지주도 또 매다매다 용되기도 와. 자, 근데 개발식 예산이 좀 챘어. 자, 간다디 다 낸저 파이 낸 파이너저로 그래. 간다지 주사한다. 류슨은 내도 눈에 단 낸저 그 강도 내도 눈세 류스 류기 싸다 컴퓨터를 개발을 때네 난조디 면허 전용이 와래 난조 면허 전용이 용어래야 그 규지 진고 면허지 용되겠지 그래서 면허 some chance
since the tantric teachings and particularly the highest yogic tantric teachings really are taught in accordance with certain physiological and psychological and mental structure of the practitioner, we do find diversity of explanation of these structures in these various tantras. For example, a great scholar and master, Taksan Lotawa, who was not only highly learned in all knowledge disciplines of Buddhism, but particularly he was a great master and practitioner scholar of Kalachakra Tantra. In his general exposition of the Kalachakra Tantra, he makes an observation. He says that the detailed explanation of the flow of the wind, the breathing process, that is, and also the flow of energy within the body that is described in such detail in Kalachakra, when he compares that to his own personal experience based on meditation, and then compares that to the one found in Guhyasamaja Tantra, Dakshan Losawa has made the observation that he found the description and explanation in the Kalachakra was was exactly in accordance with his own personal experience, whereas the one found in Guhyasamaja was at variance with his own personal experience. So what this seems to suggest is that the diversity of explanations we find in the various tantras do reflect a certain diversity in the physiological structure and also the nature of the emotions and also psychological states of the practitioner. And because the key element of highest yoga tantric practice is to really penetrate the vital points of the practitioner's body through visualizations and so on. And given that there is a diversity in that practitioner's mental and psychological and emotional states, and there are differences in the yogic practices that are taught, and given that there are different practices of the yoga, there are also different mandalas that are associated with these practices. So this is how I understand why there is such diversity of these Vajrayana meditation practices.
Janida, Dishawa Jingwin, or Tishin Guru Indigiri, you did it. Janida, any, so that didn't mean to, only. That didn't under, Tekwa Chimbu, that Tekwa Chimbu, that Tekwa Chimbu, that Chongo Rimbusum Sung Shebe, Nane, that, Chongo Rimbunibu Kulia, any, Shishin Shungla, Badun Sagi, Tanya Jilin, we are, Badun, that Tanya Shinaman to Hadashi, Badun, the Tandan Jisung, we are, Murdengi, just a chick. だ、で、だから、シシングで言うことでや、とうて、東文字先生もやれ。なんで、東文字先生にですね、D1、東西出身、そういうのじゃね。え、ね、知識だ、ラムだ、ジェビュー、シェ、マンゴー、チェ、バ、デザソソソ、シェ、デガマグ、タイムドア。さ、で、今言うとさね、え、初心の東西出身、それや、え、ちょっと、知識、タマだ、知識、なそこで、そういうのやれら。え、ね、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識、知識 자장가 흉지기 뭐된 게 저저직 배된 거 저저직 내용도 와. 자 다디 야 림베르베 체님 아니 상하게 규디 차리야다 제 배되면 그저 셰임 위에 있는 자네 다 대대야 더슨 저하실 내용이 있어. 대네 니네 어떤 게 되시려나? 제니 다 에는 콜로를 무슨 부디 콜로 당부를 걸려야 내 되게 쉬다게 된시 남샤 송셔버디 산신들이 최급에 중시되고도 제니 다 콜로 바르베 콜로 당부를 난게 먹된 다 가다 지 내로 대관하니 간듯이 임버디 다 지침버지 다 시신되고 송부에 말해 세상가 내로 지들이 인바디 지심바지 시행도 자네 달라 지지로도 진베 로 머리바디 지심바 시행해야지 대인연보 아니 유로 지지로도 진대바 lo tegi nyembo zindang gewe yuchiji malobo nye tengegi ta shirubi en dito hane ko shekwa chayamuduwa za dili yinba indisane kolo parwe gwaqden todi gwaqden sunyumiyari gwaqden seshe shibujigde shibchawujigde seshechna dito hane lamdengi lamden shunyumiduda kadaji lamdengi yuyuwe seti ta sayo chayamuyari daga nanshingi gunjung chamundi dan nizu sayabu shayin guyaari dara dambi dukjin chamundi shayin guyaari dan dine kholo sunbe nangi dani jishibi nyingbun dodabu dan nyingbun dodabu yu lami shayshat sayan do daga nanshingi chi lulugu dyeso dhudu tegi dan shayshat sayan do hizu shayin guyaari oda do tegi dambi shi nangi Lamji Dhanba Siddhiyaage, da Lamji Nne Taturu Didi Didane Maa Dhaji Sungguya Sari Sangi Yuje Yuwe Sedi Namshadi Jishiba Sungguya Ditane Ngaage Lamji Mungshibdi Ditane Dhinguyaare Sa Dhinishiki Da Jumdendegi Kasuri Shungo Rinbe Korona Didi Ngama Ngame Ma Chima Chima Ma Du Chima Chime Kasuri Sunggi Shiribdi Jaisendu Siyata Rokwayaji Pese Insari
So all of this was actually a sort of a part of the overall argument by Nagarjuna and so on, demonstrating the authenticity and validity of Mahayana scriptures. So we spoke about there being three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, and out of these three turnings of the wheel of Dharma, the theme of the first turning of the wheel of Dharma was the Four Noble Truths, and the second was the perfection of wisdom. And when dealing with the perfection of wisdom sutras, there is a certain hermeneutical concept that is developed, which is to understand the subject matter of the perfection of wisdom at two different levels. On the one hand is the explicit subject matter, which is the doctrine of emptiness, and then there is also an understanding of what is called the hidden subject matter, which is the stages of the path that are associated with understanding of emptiness. So in these scriptures, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, when explaining the doctrine of emptiness in great detail, of course, as the subject of the emptiness, many lists of various phenomena are listed, both impure and pure phenomena. And particularly along with corresponding to the levels of understanding of emptiness, there is also an implied procedure of the stages of the path to enlightenment. So this stages of the path of realization is considered the hidden subject matter of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So this hermeneutical concept of reading one scripture in terms of its explicit subject matter and implicit subject matter is then further developed in the reading of the Vajrayana text, where there are hermeneutical methods for reading one particular text at many different levels. So we can say that generally speaking, we can say that in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, the basic framework of the Buddha's path to enlightenment was laid down within the framework of the Four Noble Truths. And in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the principal scriptures of which are the Perfection of Wisdom texts, in these Perfection of Wisdom texts, the third noble truth, which is the truth of cessation, is then further elaborated and explained in great detail, particularly in terms of the understanding of the deeper nature of reality, which is emptiness, and the ultimate nature of reality. And and as one's understanding of the ultimate nature of reality deepens, then identification or recognition of the erroneous nature of our belief in intrinsic existence become more and more evident. And as our recognition of this erroneous nature of this belief becomes more and more evident, then our insight into the true nature of reality becomes more and more enhanced. So through this way, the sort of a deeper understanding of the subjective experience of emptiness is also sort of a foundation for that understanding is laid down. And then in the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, principal scriptures of which is the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, the Buddha Nature Sutras, which is the basis of the Maitreya's Uttara Tantra, the Sublime Continuum, and also Nagarjuna's collection of hymns really are drawn from the Tathagata Garbha Sutra. And in these sutras, the Buddha nature, understanding of the Buddha nature theory, and also the nature of the subjective experience of emptiness is explained in great detail, thus laying the basis for the understanding of the Vajrayana teachings. So when viewed in this way, we can see that the earlier teachings of the Buddha sort of lays foundation and opens to the aspects of the latter teachings. So in other words, the latter teachings enhance and develop and elaborate themes which were already touched upon and referred to in the earlier teachings. So in this way, they complement each other.
So today, in the Pelkhangcheng Zhong Le Yue Dewe, that Sanje Ge Chue Di, Thepo Shi Zhong Aad Chewa, Cha San Wa Chere, Sen Shu Ya Di, that Di Di Shi Le Sha. Chene, that Di, Gada, Sanje Ge Chue Ge, Be, Zhong Shi Ru, Be, Meng Shi Di, Si, Pali Ge Deo Na Lo Sung Shewe, Da, Sung Di, Meng Shi Di Che. Di Yue Be, Deng La, Eni, Lekja Kya Na Lo Yue Dewe, Eni, Cheng Yu Sen Be, Deng Nung Kwa Di Di Ka Ab Ne Be Kyo. Then the Gali, you never came in Briarisham Mazo, Pacaro Chen Chimina, Joya Melody. Going around the Tanya Tepo Chumbo, the Tepo members, Tanya Digane, Jibed, Hebaro Sushi, the Chigi. Any Tishimbe Institute, the Ten Melody, Melisoro. Any Ten Mengone, Tishimba, the Sanji Gai Tele Musu Sashi.
So it is on these grounds that one can see that the form of Buddhism that flourished in Tibet is really a complete form of Buddhism, which embodies all the essential teachings of the Theravada and Mahayana and Vajrayana and so on. So therefore it is very important to have the understanding that the core teachings of the Theravada tradition, particularly as embodied in the Pali scriptures, really lays down the basic framework, and these teachings are really the foundation of the Buddha's teachings. And it is on the basis of that then one takes additional explanations from the Sanskrit literature, Sanskrit tradition, such as the Bodhisattva texts and so on, and then this is further elaborated and enhanced by bringing on techniques and teachings from the Vajrayana scriptures. So without the foundation, which is the core teachings as embodied in the Pali tradition, simply by proclaiming as being the follower of the Mahayana or great vehicle is meaningless. And so when you have this kind of deeper understanding, then it will spare one from having mistaken notions of Mahayana versus lesser vehicle. Because sometimes there is a tendency on the part of the followers of the Mahayana sort of disparaging the teachings of the lesser vehicle, saying that they are there are teachings of the lesser vehicle and not suited to one's own personal practice. And similarly, on the part of the followers of the Pali tradition, sometimes there is a tendency even to reject the authenticity of the Mahayana teaching as being Buddha's teaching. So such mistakes can arise. Therefore, what is important is to have a deep understanding of how they complement each other, and also how one can embody all of these core teachings in one's own personal practice.
Buddhism so sichomendo che ene dinange da shijingdo da shijingdo le ya ene tendin tube mongguji yabare chene da tende gi chi yumse chukdun sa ro tende gi da phoe ni juse ba tende da yabare da dinange phesi shijin nyanga ba sa di meyo shijin nyanga ba shuni budi di cha de yare chata dele ngazu phe phega na de gyurse ba de da gyaga na de gyurse ba chimbi ji ju yeso to wa gyaga na yue de ba di ling shi gwa di me ba che ani nu shi de tong ni ma dan dan ne dan dan ne ma chu sha ji
So the text that is being taught during these sessions of lectures is belongs to the Bodhisattva class of teachings, and which we can call part of Sanskrit Buddhism or the Sanskrit tradition. And generally speaking, there are many different scriptures that belong to this class, known as the Perfectional Wisdom Sutras or Perfectional Wisdom Scriptures. For example, those that were translated into Tibetan, we list what is known as the 17 Mother and Son Scriptures, Son Perfectional Wisdom Scriptures, and out of which the Heart of Wisdom text, which is the text that we are commenting upon, is perhaps the one which is referred to as the 25 verses of the Perfectional Wisdom. And there appears to be slight variations between the translations we find in the Tibetan and also the Chinese version of the Heart Sutra. For example, in the Chinese version, the text immediately launches into the actual presentation of the emptiness, whereas in the Tibetan version, we find also the section that deals with the context of the context where the Buddha taught this text, included in the in the Heart Sutra as well.
Because I never quite actually had the I didn't need the Jushev, the Jayin, the Jushev, the Nalol, Tuni Shibosun Shari. Nihonji Nalol, Nihonkan, the Tuni Kugosi, I said. In a savage Nan, Zaju Shari came ashore.
And also, from what I heard, for example, I have the Tibetan translation of the Chinese version with me, in which the presentation of emptiness is done in terms of what is known as the fourfold emptiness. But from what I heard, it appears that in the Japanese version, there is a presentation of emptiness in the sixthfold model as well. But I'm not certain of this.
That the Mashia, the other Pergaton, Pergagi, Tanaki Tendia Shuinda.
However, the text that we are using for this lecture, a series of lectures, is the Tibetan version of Heart Sutra, Perfectional Wisdom Sutra.
That Tala Sound the Shiru Ningu and Shirung Yamari. That the Sessions of Shivari, the Lungu Yerse, Cheney, Taine, tawa shijin gi shijin gyadong be shebun yore shijin dodi be shebun yore ni shebun tol yore santa anda shijin gi da shelung gyun yu yabche na terdi ma shibu nyingu kane shelung gyun yamare yamare teta ma nga zesha su shumare
The transmission of the Agama, which is the reading transmission of Heart Sutra, is still extant, which I have received. However, the commentarial transmission of the commentary or explanatory reading, that is not available for this particular text. However, the other versions of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, such as the 8,000 verses and so on, the explanatory commentary still has the transmission uninterrupted, which I have received.
Na, jagrakya do Bhagavad Panya Paramita Sindhaya. Phayakya do Chumden Dhamma Shri Parada Chimbi Ningbo. Chanda digi Chanda Song Yimbari. Chani, Phayala Sanje Gichir, Ta Dhirub Dhimbe Nandavane, Ta Thaya Gichir Shukru Tsuyuri. Chani, Janaraya Di Khongla Phayaji Lo Shibjit. だ、コネじゃな、たでやれ。じゃ、孫子がんぶかりやだ。じゃさや、てりや、てに、てりぎ。じゃあ、しゃ、ちゅんでやれ。れでいね、ちゅ、なもさじべちゅで、たがらじゃがなそう、じゅやてら、とななとわ。じゃ、どうせにだ、てりだ、根据不的家、だ、根据不的你家、你杀人事业呗。だ、全部的孙子学呗、拿到了呀。
This sutra, it reads with the first the statement of the name, title of the text, which we read. By the way, the translation of this sutra is on page 15 of the program that was distributed. So we read in Sanskrit or in Indian language, Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya, and in Tibetan. Buddhism came to Tibet from the 7th century onwards, and the real kind of movement for establishment of Buddhism in Tibet began around 7th century. And in comparison, Buddhism flourished in China 400 years before it came to Tibet. So during the 7th century, the Tibetan monarch, Songtsen Gampo, had a Chinese princess as his one of his queens, Wen Jing. And through her influence, certainly there was some influence of Chinese Buddhism coming into Tibet. However, a conscious effort was made insofar as transmission of Buddhism into Tibet was concerned for directly bringing Buddhism from India rather than through some other medium or some other route. So if you look at the corpus of Tibetan canon, where there are about 100 volumes attributed to the Buddha, belonging to Kangyu, a translation of sacred scriptures, and over 200 volumes in the commentarial corpus known as Tengyu, or translation of Indian commentaries. So in this huge collection of more than 300 volumes, there might be one or two volumes which contain Chinese translations from Chinese sources. For example, there is this very well-known commentary on the Samdhinirmochana Sutra, the Sutra unraveling the thought of the Buddha. This commentary was translated from the Chinese sources, but on the whole, all of these, more than 300 volumes of Buddhist texts were translated directly from Indian language into Tibetan.
Nangshu. 다 빨리 내 줄이 뇌과 이 배치 빨리 내 줄이 하래. dine ma da shishin dhuzhu te mungu chi ta kanda lekja kani gyur de chani ta jizu gyur yundu dili nyamdoli ya kuyi di ini yargya shivu chi bingin sari yargya shivu chi shin che ta kanda luju na loli ya duks tabi ina jizu sanje ki chu yangu chanju sembe denu digi di geyi da gyagane chirol pa chimbe nangi geyi da zogoni di geyi da kuyi chasha 在这一路控制你霓虹的高瑞亚的因为越南的德瓦利亚的加拿大的一个地内的做这做这地内把它的但说不到这日据的皮衣的嘛它的钱但看到是全球三百的加拿大的七路的清白的给你拿到了的加拿大的皮衣的做的
So among those more than 300 volumes of Indian texts, Buddhist texts that were translated into Tibetan, some of the texts on Vinaya, the monastic discipline, were translated from the Pali sources. But on the whole, most of the texts, particularly those that deal with perfection of wisdom, sutras and so on, were translated from Sanskrit. So, and then this huge Buddhist literary tradition were translated into Tibetan Chinese language. So outside India, the medium, the language through which Buddhism was transmitted, outside India, the two most important non-Indian languages, particularly dealing with the Bodhisattva scriptures, they were Chinese and Tibetan. And historically, that was the case. Chinese language and Tibetan language became the two principal non-Indian mediums or languages through which all the scriptures pertaining to the Bodhisattva practices were transmitted. And from these two languages evolved other traditions. For example, based on the Chinese language tradition of Buddhism, then Japanese Buddhism evolved, Korean Buddhism evolved, and also Vietnamese Buddhism. And based on the Tibetan language scriptures, evolved Buddhism, Mongolian Buddhism, and so on.
Any Kaladin, the Sundo, Puyina, Yuru, the Shira, Yuru, Savota, Utah Shudos, Puy, Yuru, the Shira. 야구였어요. 저 간단하게 그렇게 해서 지 전주 선배가 되는 단 누주용 소설을 단 누주 차상원 지기 해지다 제재 증행이 끼이 다들 지기 다 가서 그게 미지 지기 배주 최심아 그와 미지 지기 배주 최심아 끼이 지 서바 가서 다 리빙 끼이 지기 해지다 비이디 소차도 있어요.
And it is now quite well known among scholarly circles that the translations made from the Indian sources into Tibetan are highly accurate and also very clear. And this is the observation made by modern scholars working in on these texts. And how the fact has today, the fact is that Tibetan language is one of the most important living languages today, through which all the practices and teachings related to the Bodhisattva vehicle is transmitted.
Yagama is, 다 점된 대마 쓰잖아요. 유무실이 바로 도 침묵하잖아요. да, кашуре. Дон тунь дуби сирап ди эни гяве юмсе. Да рансе пагба си тумбр чебе. Эни юм кечи юмдо. Да соорба да гада тумбр чене юм тене име дусане юмши пагба чим. А тендеги да юмши пагба чим ди эни джесе сенеги шунжи име дусане юмши пагба чим саяро тене инсаре.
The significance of
that delaya in chik java da chik da thang java tene da mongu yoba hindu sane chik du niga java yan chik da thang java tene da mongu yoba hindu sane da tene ane da di nyingbu duyba jingin song tene yin du shu di pato chimbe chimbe nyingbu
the significance of giving the Sanskrit title at the beginning of a Tibetan text is to really show not only the authentic origin of this text, but also in Tibet there was a long tradition of according a tremendous respect for texts that were translated from the Indian language. There was a tremendous respect accorded to the Indian tradition. So one of the significance of retaining the Sanskrit title at the beginning of a Tibetan translation is to pay respect, to show the authenticity, and also to accord great respect to this text. And then the Tibetan translation reads, "The heart of the perfection of wisdom, the Bhagavati." The Bhagavati is a term which connotes referring to some kind of concept of mother, and so the perfection of wisdom is likened to a mother which gives birth to the four kinds of Arya noble beings, and the text which presents the subject matter, the perfection of wisdom, is also referred to as the mother, perfection of wisdom. And the significance of the title itself, the heart of perfection of wisdom, suggests that generally speaking, among the corpus of text that are called perfection of wisdom sutras, there are some which are very elaborate in both its in words and also the meaning. There are some where, although the subject matter itself may be very extensive, but the word through which it is presented is brief, and whereas this particular text is concise both in its words and also subject matter, therefore the usage of the term the heart of perfection of wisdom.
Then, then the Shri Pada symbol of Chasalos and that in Dusha.
And then there is a homage paid to the mother perfection of wisdom, which is a homage paid by the translator, which I don't think is in the English translation here.
No. Jenny, that they are. Toma ini cegi ma kece ini, ini dengan sum karim betin jusha kita ini sih kerja cegi, dengan kompa sih doa, mana dengan ini begini na, ini kalau dah, bahkan jambel lah, yang ada di kanda ini tinggi, na kanda tu jambel sugar, na kanda tu sulit panas cuma, na dengan ya harus sihir saya. Yang jenis dua jenis ini na, saya tidak susun sebagai cara cara usaha itu. Dua jenis ini na, tangsi kembali cara cara usaha itu. Oh, jenis ini, cuci kerjanya jenis, mesti cuci itu tujuh sila itu sahaja. Beri salah siapa tu nih, tu jual ada siapa dah. Ada tengok beri jenis ini, dua jenis ini saya sedang usaha, cenderung jauh sungguh tu. Jadi, anda di, nanti pergi di benda, Yunsun Nanjung benda, Yunsun Nanjung saya dia di. And Karsa Pangdam and Allah, did she get to some of the things? I mean, Sudua. There is something with the Dua. Yagami, you know, you understand the German shake that day. Karsa Pangdam and Allah, any did those. Some of the things having his eyes, those that deemed us. So did she get camera Dua?
In Tibet, there was a tradition to choose specific objects for one's paying homage by the translators at the beginning of a text that is being translated. And there was, the tradition was established through a decree issued by one of the Tibetan monarchs, so that there is some kind of a standard convention which would assist the reader to immediately identify which of the three scriptural collections the text would belong to, whether it is an Abhidhamma class, or whether it's a Sutra class, or whether it's a Vinaya class. So if the text belonged to Abhidhamma class, then, which is the knowledge class, then the homage was paid to Manjushri, who is seen as the embodiment of knowledge and wisdom. And if the text belongs to the Sutra collection, then the homage was paid to Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas. And if the text belongs to the monastic discipline and ethics, then the homage was paid to the omniscient mind of the Buddha. So through this kind of standard convention being established, it was easy to identify which text belongs to which. And perhaps one of the reasons may be that the monarchs were too busy, they had no time, and so they wanted to find a way of easily identifying which text belongs to what class of the scriptural collections. Having said that, among the monarchs, there were some very learned monarchs. For example, the King Tisong Desen is considered to be the author of a highly complex and sophisticated commentary on the three classes of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So this is a commentary on the 100,000. This is a commentary on the 100,000 verses of on Perfection of Wisdom, which, as Tsongkhapa accurately identified, as listed in one of the catalogs, very ancient catalogs, as being composed by the monarch Tisong Desen. So there were monarchs who were very learned. And then in the Tibetan text, immediately after the translator's salutation, there is a statement which says that this is the first segment, or this is one segment, or Pampo. The significance of inserting this number of segments in the Tibetan translations was to ensure that in future no sort of corruption occurs in the text, no addition or exaggeration occurs in the text. So to ensure the correct length of the text, in the text itself, the number of segments were inserted, and there are different ways of counting this segment. For example, one system is to count for every 25 verses as one constituting one segment, and generally speaking, the segments, the number of segments were inserted right at the beginning of the segment, and then if there are different chapters, then the chapter titles come towards the end of the particular section. So here in this Heart Sutra, since this is a short text which has 25 length equivalent to 25 verses, it is seen as having one segment.
That is, Thoma, any that Shungdun Chabala, any Donjun Linshi, 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 Tumu, Tumu, Nisha, that Linshi Tumu, and the Diga Daga Taba Tujinas, that Duba Tigi, Daga Taba Tujinas, any Jam Dende, Yavoko, Chango Punguzela, Sanjay Jam Dende, Ne, any Yavoko, Chango Punguzela, any core, だのじプロソバンガンデサロ、だしシェチョグレ。あだいね、タバプロソバジョムデンデギ、ネプロソバ、チャグプンレラ。えね、コルプソバ。えね、ケロングキンジチムタン、スルザネ。ケロンスヤンディ、ヘジ、トゥンタンベケロン、トゥンタンベケロンインサレ。ダンザケロンニーナソンジ、トゥンタンベケロンのチェニテレゲダ、ダジョベ。キンジュン、チャンボスヤディ、チャンギキジレシャ。 다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀다좀 넌 나게 도움이 밀린 시디 대해서 좀 된데 사문 나와시 자왔어. 사문 나와시 제비 취지 남라지 딩스는 용보로 쇼쇼 없어. 어디 있더래?
Now we start from the reading of the actual text. And then the text begins by presenting the context of the origin of this teaching. And there are two different contexts. One is the conventional context in which the text evolved or originated. And then there is the uncommon context of the origin of this text. So for the common origin of this text, the common context, we read, Thus have I heard once, the Blessed One was staying in Rajgir at Vulture's Peak, along with a community of great monks and a community, great community of bodhisattvas. So what this point is that there were gathering of three perfect factors, conditions. One was the perfect teacher, the presence of the perfect teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, and then the presence of a perfect congregation constituted by community of great monks. This great monk here refers to the ultimate Sangha, such as the great Arhats and so on. These great monks do not refer to monks of huge size, but rather rather to monks of high levels of realization. And and then there is also the presence of the perfect sight, which is the Vulture's Peak at Rajgir. And then we read the uncommon context of the origin of this sutra, which we read that the Blessed One fully entered the meditative concentration on the varieties of phenomena called the appearance of the profound.
Any sem khurang ge la ya yun ja ya ni ba ji rang ja su ya che sem ge yu ju ya de yu jin sa de pro ba me de ne ko ra ri ba ene se de ni du ko ra rang gang ge ye de ji ni ma yin de zan ne ene ji ji tam ji zhong yun de zan ne chu gun tam ji be da tu lu chu ba qian de ne ji da sa gua da tu mo yin be da sa ji ge de na ga su qian bei yuan de zuo ji de 其实请你一个确实他们去推举了这个叫做心灵的娘亲这个心哦这里说一下
The reference to the Buddha as Bhagavan, which is translated as the Blessed One here. The Bhagavan, the Sanskrit term, connotes someone who has conquered the negativity. And here, the negative forces. And here, by negative forces, one refers to the four maras, or the four obstructive forces, such as mental afflictions and so on. And of course, there are many different levels of subtlety in the identification of these four maras, or the four obstructive forces. And Buddha is someone who has transcended all of these obstructive forces and is totally free from all the stains and limitations imposed by these four obstructive forces. So when, as a result of one's cultivation of deep insight, one overcomes and transcends all of these obstructive forces, then one can say that all the factors that obscure the true vision of the cognition are removed. And since by nature, consciousness or cognition have the capacity, the natural capacity to understand, to know, and to be aware. So once all the obstructive forces are removed, which impede our vision, then the natural capacity of the cognition is fully enhanced and culminates. And therefore, one attains this all-knowing state, omniscient, and which is the principal characteristic of Buddha's omniscient mind, and one of the principal characteristics of the Buddha's omniscient mind is to realize both the conventional, the relative, and the ultimate truth within a single cognitive event at a single moment.
Yeah. 지대신이라네 지대가로 숨고 예사리 따가와 떡벌가와 인류자네 서모 다진 나와 쓰자네 야나 대니 지지도 쓰고를 잘 쳐고 야나 대니게 다 지인 나 대니 쓰고 여보 쇼소스 야나 대지 지주스마 손 파바 전에서 원주 대지 지주스 바 삼바 첨보 쓰자네 정축 삼바 세야디 시럽기 정축을 믿기 닝지 심전의 믹스 창축 자들이야 디창축 디창축스 간다 레두 제두 레치 치두진 그 레치 용과 용료하러서 니는 자네다 디창축을 넣을 때 이게 안다 자가 연대 즉지 자 디창축을 쓰자네 아니나다 들으르다 동이 더베라 로트스 구메라 되는 데보다 간다 연이 시르기 청주를 믿는 자네 다 배지 담은 있는 게 있는 쓰고 면도 아니 닌지 심지 전도의 삼바 심지 두밀의 점도의 삼바 근데 이건 너는 탑식이 연대한테 된댕해 다 좋아도 싸는 데로 시주 삼바 안다 뒤 파워 전에서 먼저 싸는 데로 시주 삼바 차용한 인도 자네 또 뉴스도 투지 시베 아니 가서 세레 젠지 남이 민도 제슬로나 제마스나 술 처술 젠지 처술기 심젠 심젠 꾸는데 젠지 처술기 되게 식대바 지 젠지베 남이 민도 자로 하고 제네시 원초 순구 원초 대니 주제 받으셔서 상무 잡아니라 나버 다시 아니 상무 잡아니라 상무치들 상무 잡아라 아니 그게 공부 때니 요리스 상무 잡아 그네질 그게 시버슬라베 있는 풍문하고 대단하냐 러시 유동 만나 봐 따오
Then we read that the Buddha remained, entered the meditative concentration on the varieties of phenomena called the appearance of the profound. The profound here refers to emptiness, which is also described as the suchness or things as they are, chitava, and also it is referred to as the profound because it is difficult to penetrate and understand. And then we read that at that very time as well, Holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being. So the term Bodhisattva is constituted of two terms, the Changchuk, which is enlightenment, and Sempa is the enlightened hero. And so the two terms which together compose the term Bodhisattva or enlightened hero here has a significance because Bodhisattva is a person or a being who because of his wisdom he focuses on the attainment of enlightenment, and enlightenment here is constituted the Tibetan term Changchuk. Enlightenment has reference to both the qualities of overcoming negativity and also realization of knowledge. So Chang refers to the overcoming and elimination of all the obstructive forces, and Chuk has a connotation of realizing and perfecting knowledge. And it is by means of the Bodhisattva's wisdom that he or she focuses on the attainment of enlightenment. And the second part, Sempa, the heroic being. This refers to the Bodhisattva's quality of great compassion. And it is said that the Bodhisattvas are being who, out of compassion, with their compassion, they never take their glance away from the sentient beings. And therefore, they always have the sense of concern and caring for other sentient beings out of their strong compassion. So even the term Bodhisattva conveys the qualities, the key qualities of the Bodhisattva. And Avalokiteshvara here, Chenrezig is the Tibetan term for Avalokiteshvara. And the name of Avalokiteshvara, Chenrezig, indicates that he is a Bodhisattva who, out of his strong compassion, and never takes his glance away from the sentient beings, always looking at the sentient beings out of sense of concern and compassion. And he is called the accomplished one or proficient one, Wang Chuk, which connotes a proficiency in speech. And Avalokiteshvara is in this context of Heart Sutra. He's in the appearance of a Bodhisattva on the 10th Bodhisattva level. And then the text reads that the great being beheld the practice itself of the profound wisdom of perfection of wisdom. So Avalokiteshvara is here portrayed as someone who is beholding this conduct of the profound, the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom. And then what is this conduct, what is this engagement in the conduct of the profound perfection of wisdom? Then it states, he saw the five aggregates as empty of inherent existence. So this is the engagement with the perfection of wisdom.
在第一的排序结束那个嘎注意说的嘎里也这张闲的是那个嘎结束那个嘎亲戚那个嘎是用的话当然的第一结束那个嘎把灵性嘛对你对我的嘛对你真的当对你灵性嘛过来这结束那个嘎那第一项目的嘛但女性多多女性写吧里啊因为但灵性写是你但女性多写吧里啊因为写日本吃我的现在是这里要难得我生但是呢嘛真的到他们学习部提问这样的但学习部的那呢他们现在是你话说提问起来的那样但你他经历了个感应是的第一是因为什么呢定义是的你要把它修对吧第一第一是因为아니가서왜띵은슬은여보시고대투다겐지기생과다대투는삼바시문남은이봐서이제저지는나대야지대는상제기투대는상제기투차단되면쉐리프但쉐리프는야리카시기찬툼바지기찬주삼바지기야송대하루든지예사래제가간다개집에시신이도지나러리야다좀배센터세러지디아니가서대민생기니제서버리샤오준에다람조도강보도강보도지다지금몸신신터에물어봤다자전에인도다간다미사운드비사운드비유나소는시리해시시리부르드제간다사는데세바시부차되고되는말이저님이인도자네세단점은쉐리프스아니지수성성파보시는원수는니게지맨소시니다강매버렸으나지기범지기부모강라라시제파르시바사무차바시바너바대지들라버렸차스저것이
So up to this point is the presentation of the context or the origin of this teaching And this section on the presenting the context of the origin of the actual teaching is known as a scripture, which evolved through the permission given by the Buddha. So generally speaking, amongst the scriptures that are attributed to the Buddha, there are said to be three principal kinds. One category which were actually taught, spoken by the Buddha. And then the second category, which were scriptures that evolved on the basis of permission granted by the Buddha. And the third category of scriptures, which are attributed to the Buddha, but they were inspired by the Buddha. So the Heart Sutra, actual main body of the Heart Sutra, belongs to this third category, which were inspired by the Buddha. And so we read that... thereupon, through the Buddha's inspiration or Buddha's power, the Venerable Sariputra spoke to the Holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being. So Sariputra, the reference to Sariputra, so what we find here is that from this point onwards, the main body of the teaching begins. And as the text itself states, it is not spoken by the Buddha, but rather Buddha remains and meditatively absorbed in this concentration called the varieties of concentration on the varieties of phenomena called the appearance of the profound. So Buddha remains immersed in this profound concentration, and Buddha's meditative concentration inspires Avalokiteshvara and Sariputra to enter into a dialogue which then results the actual scripture. So, Sariputra, which is referred to here, some commentators maintain that it is a namesake of Sariputra. It's not the historical Sariputra, who was one of the two principal disciples of the Buddha. However, it is also conceivable that it was It is a reference to the historical Sariputra, because Sariputra is also listed, his name is mentioned in the Vajrayana texts as well. In any case, Sariputra is understood to be a bodhisattva on high levels of the bodhisattva path. So we read that thereupon, through the Buddha's inspiration, the noble Sariputra spoke to holy Avalokiteshvara, the bodhisattva, the great being, and said, "Any noble son and noble daughter who wishes to engage in the practice of the profound professional wisdom should train in that way." So this reference to the noble son and noble daughters, which literally means the sons and daughters of the lineage or of the family, and here the reference is that generally we can understand this concept of nature or rig or lineage in terms of someone who has the Buddha nature, but here the reference is more to the spiritual inclination of the practitioner, particularly in relation to the three aspirations, three types of enlightenment: the enlightenment of the Sarvaka path, enlightenment of the Pratyaka Buddha path, and enlightenment of the Bodhisattva's path. So here the reference is really to someone whose spiritual inclination is towards the Bodhisattva's path, and someone whose Bodhisattva nature has been awakened. So the reference, how does one awaken one's inclination towards the Bodhisattva path, is through the cultivation of true great compassion. And so this refers to practitioners who have deep admiration in the spiritual practices embodied in the six perfections, which are the Bodhisattva ideals, and also whose mind is gripped by powerful compassion, aspiring to see other sentient beings to be free of suffering, and thus that kind of strong compassion has moistened one's heart, and through this way one's inclination to enter the Bodhisattva path has been awakened. So this term noble son and noble daughter refers to such practitioners who have that kind of inclination through awakened through the generation of compassion.
So that day ya thonanshi kolya jire cha kada phomi ya me che phom ni ga la da sum cha ji sa da ji ri ni san ji ge che na la ya da ji tem be shim di dan so so ta ba di ma re 강도지 소소 타받은 대회 시승규 차와 여서 되라 얘는 사실 그 때문에 내 여승규 하래 강도 시승규 얘는 차는 몇서 되래야 얘는 사실 그 때문에 얘는 내 몇 승규 하래 자 지난 이번 인류전에 사실 그 때문에 내 때문에 했을 때 시승규 다 차는 예미 차는 강도 예미 대리 타는 승부도 와 지난 이번 인류전에 다 강도지 때문에 심어 다 소소 타받은 수집 단 네 가서 우리 때 고문이가 나래야 사와디 단념난체 임바리 경험파도 경험마 다이나야 낭세기 대세 대득이 자가도 유주도 뛰니 아니 경험파디 다 경험마 아니 담배 차네 처음에 매발이 이나야 때이 차네 야 개발 지송 되게요. 다디 다 가서 그게 지속이 야 내다한 게 도안에 그래서 제가 가셔야 유주동 가든지 배지 여사래. 주동 가야지 배지도 차이고요. 이내다 그래서 주주동 안에야 거라 지금 대바로 지금 타네 남산 주주동 들었는데 가오래. 야 가셔 어디 생각이 빨리 배배 지금 가서 그게 뉴에다 너무 뭐야 나눠리야 결혼매 너무 먹어봐라 하면 이소구야 그래 하면 시설 여보면 대별로기 집단 전에 하면 이소구야 그래 팔짱배 인양도 주변이나 이 결혼고 너무 예민 평소 책 내봐야 자 이제 이만 인도산에 나와 이제 나다는데 아니 하고 가수래 진짜게 보겠다 내주 진료에 라는 교수 당고 중나 단디 긴둥기 타제야 마도 결혼식 강사식 타제야 말아래 그래서 가시게 있니 그 결혼식 타제는 지그랬어 이제 시행에 있는 분들이 지금 누가 마시겠다 아래 자 그러면 인도 그다 되는 좀 누원 좀 봐줘 고도체에 타제하고 하다 대야 지금 벼락 지고 오더는 뇌에 라는다 테라바드 드바근 뉴에 라네 다 찍고 요아리 사실은 이미 인도산에 상매산에 다디 가소래 라랑게 대베 루기 뉴얼 님십체 근데 지담 미세드네 카카리 여도 심주제 어 대다 쳄지 뇌여게 다 다들 다데 지다 그건 내주도 응 근데 그 타네 아니 다 고두세는 타주셔고 하지 저도 봐
So this reference to the noble sons and noble daughters, I think, also has a significance which as practitioners of modern age should bear in mind. Unfortunately, in the English translation, the noble daughter is missing. So what this suggests is that in Buddhism, insofar as the actual teachings are concerned, there is no discrimination based on gender. And even if you look at what is considered the foundation of the Buddhist practice, which is the Vinaya, the ethical discipline, particularly the monastic discipline, even there, this monastic discipline as enshrined in the ethical practices of a monastic member is said to be so important element of Buddha's teaching that it is said that where there is the practice of the monasticism as exemplified in the three principal monastic rites, wherever such practices are present, the Buddha's doctrine is present. Wherever such practices are absent, the Buddha's doctrine is absent. Such is importance accorded to the monastic practices. So even there, when you look at the ethical teachings and the precepts and practices enshrined in the monasticism, we will see that opportunities are given to both men, male and female practitioners equally. For example, just as you have full ordination for men, there is also a tradition of full ordination for women. There is also a tradition for full ordination for women, and in terms of the actual precepts, there is no understanding that one precept is higher and then the other precepts and so on. However, in certain aspects of the actual practice, there is a reflection of the bias of that particular social and cultural context of India at the time of the Buddha, reflected in certain practices. For example, like in terms of hierarchy, the fully ordained bhikshu, male is considered to be higher than the fully ordained woman. However, there is no difference in the actual precepts, in the hierarchy of the actual precepts itself. So what I feel is that since there is no discrimination of hierarchy based on gender in the actual teachings, some of the Vinaya, some aspects of the Vinaya practices which do reflect a certain gender bias of a given society and time, and these I feel are aspects of our Vinaya practice that really needs to be looked at carefully, and perhaps there are areas where reforms and modification may be necessary. However, when we speak of modifying the Vinaya system, it is an issue that is it's a matter that can only be addressed on the basis of a group of monastic members. It's not a matter that one individual alone can make a decision upon. And for example, like in the case of Tibetan monastic tradition, we follow the Vinaya tradition of Mula Sarvasti Vada tradition, according to which a full ordination ceremony for women can be conducted only through the gathering of both fully ordained males and members and also fully ordained women. And some people have suggested, in the case of Tibetan Buddhism, some people have suggested that why don't you, as the Dalai Lama, issue a decree and make these changes. Such statements reflect ignorance of the procedure of the Vinaya tradition, because Vinaya tradition, all changes and decisions must be taken on the basis of a collective membership, a group of monastic members. It's not a matter that can be decided upon by a single individual. And furthermore, since Vinaya practice, the monastic practice, is common to many Buddhist denominations such as Theravada, Tibetan, and so on, I feel that it is, you know, this issue of reforming
and
certain
tradition.
Also in Chinese tradition. So this issue, this question of introducing modification in some aspects of the Vinaya practices is something that needs to be discussed and thought through by the individual members of the other traditions as well. And by doing a thorough research in their own tradition and trying to see what are the general rules and what exceptions are there, and also how can we, in response to the changing time and cultural context, what kind of modifications are necessary and what kind of modifications can be adopted and so on. So these are matters that need serious thought.
Janita, ta sanga ge sung na me sa gora chi sanga la me sung na le bi na ani mi se ke wa ge bu da yi sa che che ta de ne ma le chen ne wa shi ba su chi de la ba cha o re 다진에 릭디 안드디기 릭기포 릭기폼 릭기포모션 손대야 되게 다 아사 진변에 다어 두베 땡 릭샤야사 다디 두베 땡디 샤임 비와레 릭 다 람지런 시스템 지샤바 제 당시 당마샤바 담지시도 주베 주베샤바 다 달래야 아니 주베 땡 릭샤야 전에 주베 미과 주베 치료 샤서 주베 대응도 와 자 전에 이미 인도 사네 다 안다디 릭 다 숨비야 바래 다 릭래야 제 년도 대비 흉내 엔다 뭐네시 다 카유 라유 릭 숨도 와 다 대비 야오래 아니 진 뉴중 초시 전에기 내야 파괴 직시를 내야 아니 그게 이제 다 두 번을 잡아 근데 지기 다 파괴 직시잖아 가다 가라는 자주 몸에 타네 다 남 몸에 똑바게야기 다 그게 싫으시네 근데 이게 다 타네 직 파괴 직시다 숨으로 와 자 다 되네야 아니 chik dhundu khomen na liya, eni sem zambe khadu la, eni oda sami sem ki sabi tada chi gewe kiengi ya chik kor ya ma seba ti nigo la rishin neri ta, disa indu zane eni gen yu ri sen sun de aru, dine ima re. Da zin ume we kablu sun de zane, to to eni sem rinshin ki we sawa sene, sem rinshin ki nabar taba, dan di sem rinshin ki we sawa sene, kwa di sem rinshin ki tong. Any, Nyanda lay a Ranshin Yande, Saji Tangu de Sun, Ranshin Yande, Yuza, any, Timusayun in Marie, Timay Nyambuchi, Yuguyari, Timati, Chislo, Logi, Nengi, Ranshin Nelu, Telasino, Nengi, Glotti, Kasurpuke, Timat, Nidu Kasurpuke, Nelu, Tonalapuke, Dibri Chigiari, Kandayani, Dandi, Niko, Chislo, Lochadigiari. Tada, Renshin Nelu, Chi Lodu, Renshin Nelu, Monshin, Chi Lodu, Zimbe, Wangi, and a Chadang Lesser River in the Sane, Ta, the Nindavi Renshin Nelu, Chi Molo, Ton of Lotigi, and a Kasura Quale, Ta Silver Quale, Taya, Nonabe, Chadang Shanwale, Tayaji, or Chiari. So the name by Indu Renshin Yandesh, you have a Yinza, any Kasura Timopang Ben Yandesh, you are it. Ta Telaya Nansi, Tasha Hamin Yande, Niso.
So this expression, noble son and noble daughters, also connote, as explained before, it refers to an individual whose spiritual nature or inclination towards the bodhisattva path has been awakened. So this, of course, touches upon the concept of Buddha nature. And generally speaking, when we talk about this concept of inclination or nature, we find in the scriptures related to the lesser vehicle, those practices of the Shravaka path, there are identifications of certain spiritual inclinations which have direct practical implications for a spiritual practitioner. For example, characteristics which reveal the inclination of a practitioner are listed, such as having a modest desire and a sense of contentment and so on. So these spiritual characteristics of a practitioner are really very important and for a practitioner on a day-to-day basis. So this is the level of understanding of nature, the spiritual nature in the non-Mahayana literature. And in the Mahayana literature, we find in the text, in the theories of the mind-only school, the Buddha nature refers to the uncontaminated mind or wisdom. And this uncontaminated mind, when it remains in the form of a simple disposition or propensity, it is said to be the naturally abiding Buddha nature. And when it is awakened and transformed, it is said to be the transformed state of the Buddha nature. So, however, in the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, the Buddha nature is defined in terms of the emptiness of the mind, the clear-eyed nature of mind, or the emptiness of mind. The mind, the fact of mind being devoid of intrinsic existence, is referred to as the Buddha nature. And this is also described as the natural nirvana. And because there is the natural nirvana, because ultimate nature of our mind is devoid of intrinsic existence, and this suggests that the mental pollutants that obscure our vision of ultimate reality are in principle separable. And all of these pollutants that obscure our vision of reality are grounded in a fundamental ignorance, which is the erroneous view that grasps onto all things and events as possessing some kind of intrinsic reality. And it is this erroneous view that gives rise to attachment, hostility, anger, and so on, thus which then motivates the individual to commit acts and so on. So when one cultivates the insight into the true nature of reality, emptiness, then it begins the process of undoing this whole causal chain of erroneous view, giving rise to attachment, emotional afflictions, and so on. And therefore, it is this insight into the true nature of reality which frees us from the cycle of existence, and also which help us overcome all the mental afflictions. And through this way, on the basis of the recognition of the natural nirvana, which is the emptiness of our mind, we attain the nirvana, which is the pacification or elimination of the mental pollutants. And that kind of nirvana, there are two aspects. One is the nirvana with the residue, and one is the other is the nirvana without residue. And then eventually there is the final nirvana, which is the nirvana of the Buddha, which is described as the nirvana that is that transcends, that does not abide in the two extremes of samsara and nirvana.
No, yeah. That the name, chidalabar chaase. That the name, telaya chane sege lantabju samjawa. Lantabju samjawa telaya, tege je meba, that's just some basabar jim hoba chane se wonju ki. Sandra Shandra Rubu, Digay Chim Meso, Sherry Poo, Jigipom, Jigipom, Kang, and the Sherry Potter of Samu Chabacho and Deba Te, Dizan of Tawa Chades, Chenita, Samjawa Chen. Land of Juk, Samjawa Chenita, Land of Juk Murla, Dortam of the Gabri Seven Nigi, Land of Juk Dortam of Tala, Kumung of Tlaja, Rashikoman of Yanta was just Tao, Sandigita, Castle Puyo, Omu Nambula, and Land.
Then, following this question from Shariputra, we find a section which then connects the question to the next answer. We read, when this has been said, Holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, spoke to the venerable Shariputra and said, Shariputra, any noble sons or noble daughters who wish to practice the perfection of wisdom should see in this way. So, up to this point, kind of a link is provided between Shariputra's question that was posed and Avalokiteshvara's actual answer. And then a concise answer is given first, which is they should see insightfully, correctly and repeatedly, that even the five aggregates are empty of inherent existence or inherent nature.
Ini mungkin suku-suku tu ngah dalam itu ah, tiada orang kata kata barang kata pasang mudah susah ngah jadi tu ni pedung anda tu macam mana sampai.
So from this point onwards, from the beginning of presenting a concise answer and then more elaborate answers which come later, I will explain the meaning of the scripture by means of, in terms of the explicit subject matter of this text, which is the doctrine of emptiness, and the implicit subject matter, which is the stages of the path associated with the wisdom of emptiness, I will explain that in relation to reading the mantra, which comes later on.
Mm. 풍부한 런신이 동박 따고 그래. 단 되게 가수래 그 풍부한 때네 풍부한 런신이 동 따고 요래 풍부한 런신이 동래 풍부한 런신이 동 인도 자네 풍부한 때네 따베 강사 대야 런신이 동 풍부한 때네 따베 강사 런신이 동 인도 자네 대 나라시 동인도 뇌어디에 런신이 동 단단아 이니 안데 돌뎅기 슝지기 가서 그게 쳇다 강사게 천배 너나 롱 잡아버 강사 대 롱 제제 쳇 풍소 쳇 와다 진짜기다 쳇다 강사 니기 뒤에 나 가다시 뉴지기 쳇에 용서 쇼르다 뉴지기 쳇 용서 받아 대다 뉴지기 쳇은 런신이 되고 동인도 자네
So, the significance of this passage, the summary presentation of emptiness, which we read, they should see insightfully, correctly, and repeatedly that even the five aggregates are empty of inherent existence. So, this significance of the term even here suggests a much more comprehensive category of things included in this presentation of emptiness. So the five aggregates are the constituents which together constitute the existence of a being or a person. So since the five aggregates are devoid of inherent existence, so too is the person who is the constituted constituted from the five aggregates. And since the person is also devoid of intrinsic existence, one can say the I or the self is devoid of intrinsic existence. And since I is devoid of intrinsic existence, all the things that are mine, since the I is devoid of intrinsic existence, the mind too are devoid of intrinsic existence. So seen in this way, not only the person who is the enjoyer of all the constitutive aggregates of the being is devoid of intrinsic existence, but also all the elements that together constitute, which are the objects of enjoyment of this being, they are also devoid of intrinsic existence. So seen in this way, we'll see that all composite phenomena are devoid of intrinsic existence. And since all composite phenomena are devoid of intrinsic existence, then uncomposite phenomena too are also devoid of intrinsic existence. And eventually, or finally, even the emptiness itself is also devoid of intrinsic existence.
Yeah.
And also, just as the sentient beings in the cycle of existence in samsara are devoid of intrinsic existence, so too are the Buddhas who have attained the nirvana of non-abiding nirvana. They are also devoid of intrinsic existence. So, have we arrived at a point where we are saying that nothing exists? So, some might even say that I'm being sunburned. Does that mean I'm also the one who is experiencing this hot sun is also not there? So, although when you approach in this way, you know, things cannot be found, but at the same time, our attitude towards things and events is that we feel as if there is something there that is tangible, that can be experienced, that can be held, and that can be felt.
So, that,
So
Any chi la min de gang na za le yin na ya any chi mo ni gi tu ye mi mo ni gi ka do da shu le da mo ni gi mo zhu ge zhi dang mo ni mo zhu ge de ne ge mo ni mo zhu ge xia di da ta ne zu da rang zhen ye de mi na de le ge ta ne ni ye di da le ni ni shu mo shu shu yin ba di zhi zai zhi shu zhe wu ya le sa da di di ne ro zhi sheng tian wu le.
So, because of this problematic nature of reality, we find amongst the ancient Indian philosophical traditions, there are those who accept the concept of eternal principles such as soul or self, and then there are those such as the Buddhists who reject such notions of eternal principles like soul, self, and so on. And within the Buddhist camp, who on the whole reject any notion of Atman or soul, there are those who accept no self, even in relation to phenomena, in addition to person, and even among the Buddhist schools who accept no self of both persons and phenomena, there are different interpretations of what is meant by no self or phenomena. Some who accept no self or phenomena in different ways, others who accept no self or phenomena in terms of some understanding of identitylessness of all things, and even among those who accept the notion of identitylessness of things, there are different interpretations. Some deny even the concept of inherent existence, even at the conventional level. Some who maintain some notion of intrinsic reality and so on. So such there's so much discussion on these philosophical understandings of the nature of reality, some of which we will touch tomorrow.
We'd like to announce that there is a new publication of the Kalachakra trilogy, three lovely books, the first on the philosophy of the Kalachakra, the second on Tibetan medicine, and the third on Tibetan astrology. These are now being presented to His Holiness by Enrico Del Becco of Tibet Domani Associazione.
I've been asked to read this announcement for all the Sangha members on the stage to please keep their seats for the rest of the teachings. Sangha members on the stage, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.